Why don't we stand today? We're going to read the word out of Joshua chapter 6. The title of my message is Crossing Over the Strategy. We need strategy, amen? And Joshua 6, 1 through 5, the fall of Jericho. Now the gates of Jericho were tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go out or in. But the Lord said to Joshua, I have given you Jericho, its king, and all its strong warriors. You and your fighting men should march around the town once a day for 6 days. 7 priests will walk ahead of the ark, each carrying a ram's horn. On the 7th day, you are to march around the town 7 times with the priests blowing the horns. When you hear the priests give one long blast of the ram's horns, have all the people shout as loud as they can. Then the walls of the town will collapse and the people can charge straight into the town. Dear Heavenly Father, as we talk about strategies, Lord, for the kingdom of God, I pray that you, Lord, you just give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, Lord, that all ears be open and attentive to your word today, Father. That, Lord, that we could be where you want us to be in the sense that, Lord, we're obtaining your promises. Lord, your promises are yes and amen to us. And, Father, I don't know anyone that doesn't want the promises of God alive in their lives. So, Father, I pray that as we talk about the strategy for this, Lord, that you strengthen each one of us in it today. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, God's promises are for everyone that believe. Amen? You know, a few weeks ago, we talked about being consecrated, that we need to walk in the holiness of God. As you cross over into your promised land, we need to get rid of all the junk of our past and move forward by faith in Jesus. Amen? We repent, we forgive, we release things to the Lord so that we're consecrated and holy. We're set apart for the Lord. Amen? And as children of the light, as I talked about last week, Jesus, children of Jesus, amen, and because of who he is in us, he has made us the light of the world. And we all need to let our light shine, amen. We need to let our light shine so that the world can see Jesus in us, amen. And as we look to what Joshua and what the Israelites went through, we can take away a lot from their experience of what God did in them and through them. Because as we read that and we take away, there's a lot of instruction that he gave them. The taking of Jericho was incredible. They say the walls didn't fall down. The walls sunk into the ground. That it was just such a powerful move of God that when they all shouted, that the walls went right into the ground. And then, you know, the commander of the Lord's army showed up. And Joshua was like, are you a friend or are you a foe? You know, are you an enemy or... And he said, I'm neither. I'm the commander of the Lord's army. And this is holy ground that you're on. You know, and in Joshua's time, it was Joshua's burning bush experience. Remember when Moses was in the wilderness, he saw a burning bush. It was a bush on fire that wasn't burning. And he went there to have a conversation with God. And when he got there, and God said, this is holy ground. Take off your shoes. And that was... You know, when Joshua came up to the commander of the Lord's army, it was like that was his burning bush experience. Because the captain of the Lord's army said, this is holy ground. Take your shoes off. And you know, I believe for all of us to step into the promises of God, we have to have an encounter with God. Amen. We have to be sold out to God. We have to enter into who he is. Amen. We got to stop trying to be ourselves and be who God is in us. Amen. We've got to have that encounter with God because I believe that we all need an encounter. I remember Max Rappaport, he used to say, you know, when you give your life to Jesus, he's going to come to you. He's going to come to you. You'll have an encounter when you give your life to Jesus. Remember that, Pastor Dave? He always said that. He said, no matter where he was at, he would tell people, get ready, you're going to have an encounter when you give your life to Jesus. We all need that encounter. We all need our burning bush experience, amen. I can stand here and tell you of about a dozen of them I've had in my life of burning bush experiences where the presence of God was so strong that I actually thought I was going to die. And so we need those encounters, but we need to humble ourselves before the Lord. For he's holy. And he wants us to be holy, amen? So when it comes to receiving strategy from the Lord, number one, We need to listen. You got to listen. God is still speaking, and he wants to speak to you. John 10, 27, it says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, they follow me. Everybody say, listen. My sheep listen to my voice. If you're a believer in Jesus and sold out to him, you're one of his sheep, amen? And we need to listen for his voice. The Lord would say to you right now, I typed this out, he spoke to me the other day, he said, do not be afraid of his voice, for he's not here to burden you, but to bring you into his promises so that you walk in victory and have all and do all that the Lord has designed you for. That's what he told me. I was typing because I was ready to take a break, and I got that far. I said, I'm going to take a break for a minute, and the Lord said, not yet. And he spoke to me, and he said, tell them, do not be afraid of his voice. See, because the Israelites were afraid of his voice, and they said, Moses, you go up and you hear from God, and then you come back and tell us what he said. That's not that way anymore. God wants us to go up on the mountain and hear from God. Amen. God wants us to listen and tune into him so that we hear. And the Lord would say to you that his yoke is easy to bear and the burden that he gives is light. Amen. He's not looking to suppress you. He's looking to bring life to you, to lift you up so that you can begin to soar with him. Amen. To be the man and woman of God that he called you to be. He's not looking to put burdens on you, but to take them off. Amen. To lighten your load. If you've been under a heaviness, begin to praise God because he wants to lighten your load. He's not looking to bear you down to where you're just so stressed and overwhelmed by the cares of this world. If you're in that position, you got to get yourself into a place of praising God. Amen. You got to get back to praising and singing. Remember when you were first born again, that first love, you couldn't stop worshiping. You couldn't stop reading. You couldn't stop getting into the Word of God and praying and seeking his face. Go back to that. Amen. Get into that position, that praise. Get that heaviness off you because he's not burdensome. Okay. His yoke is light. You should soar. You should soar. So what do we need to listen to? What do we need to listen to? Firstly, listen to this. Listen to the Bible. Amen? Listen to it, Robert. Read it every day. You know what I do? I play it and I read it. I read it while it's playing. Because I hear the word. Amen? I meditate on the word. I do the word. And then I make myself prosper and successful. So you got to get into the Word. The Word is speaking. The Word is for today. The Word is meant to change our lives. Amen. The Word is to turn us into the image of Christ here on this earth. We need the Word. Without the Word, you're starving to death. You feel empty. You feel dry. You feel like, oh my gosh, if this is Christianity, I don't want it. If you're not reading the Word, you're going to dry up. You'll be like dry bones and you'll be like blowing in the wind. And then, number two, small, still voice. There's that small, still voice that he's still speaking. He's still speaking. He woke me up this morning, and he just whispered to me. It wasn't a shout. It's only a few times that I've heard him audibly in my life, just a couple of times. But it's just that small, still voice that he whispers to you. You know, when we were in Africa this last time, we have the orphan home, and I felt, you know what, we need to buy a cake. We need to buy a birthday cake and sing happy birthday to all the kids there. You know, and so I gave the guy money. I said, buy me a cake, man, get that thing made. And he did a double-decker cake, and we took it to there, and after we'd given him a bunch of, you know, the clothes and shoes and everything, I said, you know, I bought this cake, and I put it on the table in front of everybody. I said, but we're not here for your birthdays, and we want to sing happy birthday to all of you. And so we sang, and what a joyous time. We cut that cake. Delonda, weren't they so excited about that cake? Oh, my gosh. Delonda's like, I can't eat all this, and she put it down, and then she turned around, and she turned back, and the cake was gone. Somebody already took it, you know? One little kid was carrying around a shopping bag of cake, you know? They were so excited, Jesse. They were like, wow, cake, you know? Because, listen. If we don't buy it, nobody does. But, you know, when I walked away from that, I just said, that wasn't a Ron idea. That was a God idea. God had whispered to me, buy a cake. See, and it's because some of you doubt that you hear from heaven. Some of you wonder, what do you mean hearing the voice of God? I'm telling you right now, you're a born-again believer. You hear from heaven, but you haven't recognized it yet. You're wanting to do good things. You do good things. You say, I'm going to give Pastor Ron money for this, for these orphans. Man, that's a God thing. That you're doing it. I know some people, they put in $3 or $4 every week or every month for the orphans. Those are God things. You're doing it. You're just paying attention. You get an idea, and your ideas are not yours. Because we're not good in our own flesh, amen? But by the Holy Spirit, He's speaking to you. He gives you these ideas. I want you to sow a seed, and you're like, wow, I'm gonna give to this. And you get excited, but you don't recognize God is speaking to you to do it. And I want you to begin to pay attention to when you get these good thoughts and you start doing these things, that God is speaking to you. When you give somebody a gift, it's a God thing. I know one person that they give out Valentine cards to single ladies. That's a God thing. That's a God thing. God is moving through them to encourage people. And that's what they do. And that's what we want to do. We want to hear and go and do. Amen. We want to hear it and then act on it. So God is speaking in that small, still voice, and you got to get it. But He also speaks through the pastors and the prophets. Amen. He's speaking through me right now to you. I gave you a prophetic word already. Amen. He is speaking, and you got to pay attention. Amen. We don't want to miss what God has for us. But listen, and there's a lot of good books. A lot of us, we read a lot of books. But listen, when you put a book in front of this, you're going to have an issue. This has got to come first. You got to get into the Word. Don't let a book replace the Word of God. And I've heard people say, well, the book's full of scriptures. That's good, but don't let it replace this. Always go to the well. Amen? This is the well. This is the well of living water. Go to the well and drink of it. I love reading books. I'm reading a couple of books right now, but I don't let it take the place of this. This is what I got to have. This is what gives me life. And so don't replace it. And when you're reading or when you're listening, make sure that what's being said lines up with what? The Word of God, Scripture. Make sure it lines up. God's not going to steer you in the wrong direction, because He says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. So God's intent is that you have a future of hope, amen? That you have a future and hope, and hope is not a promise. I mean, not a wish. It's a confident expectation of God's promise, provision, and character. You have a confidence in what God is saying. You've taken hold of it, and you're living it, and you're breathing it, and it's a part of who you are. And just know that God is thinking of you today, amen? He's thinking about you. The King James Version says, it says, for I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord. So God, creator of heaven and earth, is thinking about you today. He's thinking about how He can bless you, how He can give you hope, how He can bring you through the breakthrough we're singing about, how you can keep moving forward. Take the Word into your heart, amen? And into your mind, and let it transform you. Become a doer of the Word, amen? As we walk, I know Delonda loves to talk. She's a great communicator. She loves to talk. So she'll tell me, she said, put down the phone, put down the iPad, give me your full attention. I want you to look at me when I'm talking to you. And she wants my full attention. She doesn't want anything. She doesn't want me to pick up the phone when it buzzes or whatever. She wants my full attention so we can talk. That's what she likes, that kind of communication. She doesn't want me to go, wait, just a minute, my phone's, just a minute. Oh. Okay, go ahead. Now, if I did that to all you guys on Sunday morning, you'd be all freaked out and mad at me. So here, she wants that kind of communication. But listen, God wants that kind of communication. God wants you to put down the phone, put down the iPad, turn off the TV. God wants you to learn to sit and listen. Amen? Our prayer time should be 50-50. 50% praying, 50% listening. And not being afraid what He's going to tell you. See, because when we take in what He tells you, it'll be amazing. And it takes you to the next step. And the next step, number two, is to act. We listen? No, wait, to trust. To trust, I'm sorry. Trust is a big issue these days. I remember just being in high school football here at Corona. We had to take a leadership exam, and because I was one of the captains on the team, and they had like 10 different categories, and I scored like in the 90s on everything except trust. I got a 16. I was like, uh-oh, I must have a trust issue. But that was many, many years ago. I've been out of high school for over 40 years now, hallelujah. So, but trust is a big issue. And it's because of things that happened to us that God didn't intend to happen to us. So we put up blocks, we put up walls, whether it be to people or it be to God, because we don't trust. We don't trust people with our emotions. We don't trust people with our feelings. We just have a hard time trusting. The Israelites had to trust the plan as we do. We have to trust God's plan. I'm reading a book. It's called Draw the Circle by Mark Batterson. Page 35 of his book, he says, sometimes the purpose of prayer is to get us out of circumstances. But more often than not, the purpose of prayer is to get us through them. He said, I'm certainly not suggesting we shouldn't pray deliverance prayers, but there are times we need to pray prevailing prayers. We need to ask God to give us the grace to sustain, the strength to stand firm, and the willpower to keep on keeping on. He goes on to say, sometimes we need to pray, get me out prayers. But sometimes we need to pray, get me through prayers. And we need the discernment to know when to pray what. God's not always going to do things the way we want. I mean, you know, I was reading the story of a family. They had a little two-year-old boy. He was upstairs in his bedroom, and the mom didn't hear anything, so she went upstairs to check on him, and she didn't see him. She's looking everywhere, but she saw a little stool over by the window and that the screen was missing, and she ran over and she looked out the window, and the little kid was laying on the ground down, you know, 13 feet below, and had to be medevaced to a hospital and was almost dead and had many surgeries and everything. And, you know, they're prayer warriors, and they kept praying and praying and praying, and, you know, he got better, but he didn't get, you know, he walks with a very noticeable limp, and there's speech issues that he has and stuff. You know, but they kept praying, and they kept praying for the deliverance, kept praying for that healing, and they learned through this book that they need to pray, God strengthen us to get through. You know, because sometimes things don't go the way we want them to, and God wants us to trust Him, because no one loves us more than God. No one. So, When it says in the Bible that all things are for your benefit, get that in your spirit. It's all for your benefit. When God's in charge, it's all for your benefit. Amen. When we need to move towards the light rather than fumble around in the darkness. Amen. We need to move towards the Spirit of God and what He is saying. Move towards Jesus and trust that what He has for you is the best. It's the best. And as you listen and you trust, number three, act. As long as it lines up with the Word of God. If it's contrary to the Word of God, don't do it. Amen? It's not God. He's not changing, okay? He's not going to change. He's not going to change to be like the world. He is steady. Amen? He's the rock. Amen? He is the rock. He is the foundation stone. God's not going to change. Amen? So, as you hear from heaven, move forward with doing it. Start doing it. You know, when God told me to go where I'm invited, I said, okay, that's easy. Because I didn't think anybody would invite me anywhere. And then when we look at, you know, Google is a little scary. Google Maps, they sent me an email the other day to tell me all the nations that I've been to, all the cities I've been to, all the places I've been to. It's all identified in an email. And they know everywhere I've been. They knew that I had dinner at Goodfellas. They knew I had dinner at Norm's. I didn't check in at any of these places. It just is, it's all listed. They know everywhere I go. It's always there. But I wanted to tell you, I had no plans to go anywhere, but God has sent me everywhere because I did not like flying. I did not like flying. And then here we are. We're going all over the world. We just did a 17-hour flight. And so as you continue to act on what God tells you, He'll provide the way. Amen? God will give you the funds to do it. God will make a way as long as you're taking the steps to do what He's calling you to do. And God will make sure it happens. And as you begin to listen and you begin to act upon what He says, your walls will come down and victory will be ours. Amen? It'll be ours. We'll be victorious in everything. You'll see the promises of God coming to you. Amen? The promises will come so alive and your life will change. How many are ready for a little bit of change? Amen? I know as much as we hate change, we need to change. Amen? Something's got to change. And we need to go with God as He's telling you, because God doesn't strip you naked and to change it. He builds you. You know? He fills you. You see, I just have this thought that, you know, to get rid of the junk, God doesn't first take all the junk out of you and leave you empty. What God does is He pours His Spirit in so much as you'll let Him that there's no room for the other stuff. And it just goes away. And you're like, man, I used to be like this, but I'm not anymore. Praise God. And you're wondering, what happened? You just drew closer to God. You just started acting on what He's telling you. And as you're acting and you're listening, it's amazing what will happen in your life. You'll be transformed. As you're crossing over into the light of who Jesus is, you'll see great things. Everybody say great things. Happening in your life. But there are some things that are hard to act on if you don't trust God. If you don't trust God, it'll be hard. You got to trust Him with your whole heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Amen? Trust Him with your whole heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. But as you trust Him, it becomes more easy to be the light. E.M. Bounds, he wrote some great books, Man of God, from long ago. And he said, men are God's method. The church is looking for better methods. God is looking for better men. Until we have men endued with His Spirit and committed to His plan, none of our methods will work. We need to act on Jesus, amen, on Him. And while you're acting on what you hear, while you're trusting in Jesus, while you're listening, number 4, be a giver and not a taker. See, as they conquered Jericho, the Lord said, don't take anything from here. It's all an offering to me. But, you know, in this life, our eyes get captured by things. You know, when you go to the Walmart or whatever, or you go to the grocery store, you know, right when you get in line, right there, they put all the fun stuff. You know, all that stuff to capture your eyes. Oh, look at that candy. Oh, look at that. Oh, my gosh, look at that. They're putting stuff right there to capture your eye because they know if they can capture your eye, you're going to be like, we were in the store yesterday, and I'm in line, Rob, and I see dill pickle sunflower seeds. And I go to Delana, I go, hey, maybe you want some dill pickle flower seeds. And she shows me in her hand, she's already got them. It captured her eye, and she grabbed them already, you know. Yes. I don't get to eat them, you know. But I just thought she might like them. But it's that last minute. And see, the enemy of our soul is trying to capture our eyes. That we look with our natural man at things, and we take it. See, as you step into the promises of God, and I believe God wants to bless you overflowing and abundantly. But in order for Him to want to bless you, you got to be a giver. You can't be a taker. That man took from the Lord. He took from the Lord, and then the next battle that the Israelites were in, they couldn't figure out why they were losing. And so the Lord said, there's sin in the camp. So they had the big meeting and they figured it out by the Holy Spirit who it was that took from Jericho. And he had it buried under his tent. They killed that man, his family, his kids, his animals, everything. They burned it all up, man, so that there was nothing left but powder. They had to totally destroy it. They took care of the issue. Don't be greedy as God blesses you. Don't be greedy with what God's putting into your hands. Don't be greedy with the promises. See, if God heals you, get up and give it away. You know, I got healed here one day, and the Lord said, now get up and give it away. And I'm like, okay, and I haven't stopped. I just want to give it away. I want people to be healed. I want to see victory in our lives, amen, victory in our bodies, our physical being, amen. So don't be greedy with what God gives you. And listen, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about everything. Don't be greedy. Be a giver, amen? How do you know if you're a giver or a taker? Kenneth Copeland said this one time. I loved it. He said, this is how you can tell the difference between a giver and a taker. So, you all know I need a house, right? But somebody comes along and they give Pastor Jesse a house. See, a giver would say, praise God, Pastor Jesse. That's so awesome. I'm so happy for you. Let's go see it. Let's have a celebration. Let's have a barbecue. Let's celebrate what God's doing to Pastor Jesse. Amen? Yeah. See, but a taker would say this. Lord, you know I need a house. He already had a house. Why'd you give him another one? Why didn't you give me the house, Lord? Well, you know, come on, God. I need a house. I'm just as good a man as Jesse is. Why don't you give me a house, God? Come on, you know I have that need, Lord. What are you doing? See, that's a taker. What are you? Are you going to be a giver? Or are you going to be a taker with what God has for you? As you give, I'm telling you, you're going to be amazed. As we cross over into what God has promised us, you're going to be amazed what God does. What God does. I know some of you here, man, you're such givers. And it's just incredible to watch what God does in your life. It's so awesome to see what God is doing in your life. And Jesse, if somebody comes and gives you that house, praise God, I'll celebrate with you, amen? And I'll sleep in it for you, though. But God wants to give to you. God wants to give to you like never before. It's part of his promise. Because I believe that that hundredfold blessing is coming to you. Some of you are about to reap like you've never reaped before. You've been waiting and you've been patient and you've been saying, God, I'm trusting you, I'm trusting you, I'm acting on you, I'm doing what you've called me to do, and I'm going to keep on acting. And he's going to bring it. It's about to rain. It's about to rain. You know, I just think of Isaac, how when he planted a field, he reaped 100 times more than he planted. Some of you are about to reap. Father, we praise you today. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. Father, give us an ear to hear what your Spirit is saying to each one of us, God. And Lord, our ears open up so clearly, God, that we trust you with it, God. We trust you with our lives today, God. We trust you. Lord, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the Lord God Almighty. And Lord, all things are for our benefit. We trust you, God. We trust you in this, Father. Lord, we want to act it out in our lives, what you're telling us. You know, and maybe this message has been speaking to your heart today because you haven't felt like you've been hearing. You haven't felt very trusting towards God. But you say today, I want to hear and I want to trust what I hear. I want to trust the voice of the Lord. If that's you, you need to stand to your feet right now because I want to pray for you right now. Just get up. You want to hear and you want to trust what you're hearing to act upon it today, to stand to your feet. Praise God. Praise God. Praise to Jesus. Father, you see all these standing right before you, God. Lord, we just want to hear with a clear ear, God. And I pray that, Lord, the airwaves for every person in this house be opened up clearly to them, Father God. That, Lord, there'd be no confusion in their hearing, Father. But, Lord, they'd be strong in hearing, God. They'd have such great hearing, Father God. Lord, that in the spirit they could hear a pin drop. Father, that that small, still voice would echo so loud in their hearts, God. And Lord, as they're hearing, Father God, that they trust you in it, God. They trust you, Father God, that you're not looking to put burdens on them, but you're looking to lift the burden today, God. Lord, we glorify you. Let, Lord, that they begin to act on what they're hearing like never before. That they're taking those steps, Father God. And Lord, that you're about to give, Lord, and they're not going to be greedy, God. They're going to share with people, Father God. They're going to share the wealth of what you've instilled in them, Father, with people. Hallelujah. Lord, even as Pastor Otto talked about a network, that, Lord, they'll have a network of people that they download things to from the kingdom of God. That, Lord, that they share with them, Father God. Hallelujah. That, Lord, that they're building the kingdom of God. Not our kingdom, your kingdom, God. Yeah, hallelujah. Lord, that we trust, we trust, we trust.